I not often get into some sort of topic, but God has pulled me to a topic that I practically started 2 Sundays ago. Right now, we are talking about destinies, we're talking about dreams, about a call upon your life. I had other things that I wanted to talk to you about, but God brought me back, so we will move further in this. Last time we were talking about the image of your destiny. I was speaking from a point of view from God, how He is investing an image in your life. So for you to understand this particular message, you need to listen to the previous message from last Sunday. And I'll say this, beloved, you know we're living in a time of epidemic, where destinies are not coming true and people are not who they're supposed to be. Beloved, listen to me very carefully. You know, when a part of people got sick, those that are healthy, they call them sick and not wholesome, isn't it so? But once everyone is sick, and when this sickness comes from generation to generation, it's a norm for this disease to be. And when someone is healed or feels better, he is considered crazy. Who understands me here? I'm serious. We are living in a time of epidemic where the destinies are not fulfilled, families and people. You know, it's shocking sometimes. And for you to understand this, you have to take a step back from your everyday life and see this whole picture. First of all, you have to come in contact a little bit with your calling, your dream, and then you'll start to understand, oh God, where do I live? You know, beloved, someone really does not like your dream.
It's not good for him,
you know, for you to be somewhere. It's good for them to hold you in slavery and where you are at. Someone really could care less what is inside your heart.
Someone really could care less.
They don't need to hear to your dreams. They don't care. They don't care about your destiny. Beloved, I believe,
I continue to dream and believe
that we will raise up a generation of those that dream, amen?
Generation of those people that
at least in the slavery, they will want to get a desire to leave slavery behind.
And often
we are held by those that have been appointed by God to help us to become someone. Does anybody understand me here?
It is not convenient for them in
your dream, because often your dream is bigger than the one who teaches you. You are not profitable to him. Beloved, we are in life, we are
in this
measurement where dreams are not convenient and not profitable. Why? Because
it's easy to hold sheep. Очень выгодно держать глупых овец, которых вовремя пасты, вовремя поставил в стойло, вовремя дал, вовремя заткнул, вовремя выключил свет. Личности невыгодны в это время.
You know, to be an individual is not convenient in this time, beloved, but you cannot do anything about it. God is still raising up these personalities, these individuals, and the more you will resist it, the more, you know, individuals will raise up. I know, even right now, those that are listening to me right now, they're listening only for one reason right now,
just to build another
contradiction or another counterattack against me. And those of you that are listening to me, you know, I will tell you right now, you're too late. You're too late. Process has started. Virus has been invested into the system. Oh, beloved. Right now.
Вы знаете, you know, меня волнует сейчас то поколение, которое абсолютно не признает ничего мертвого, они жаждут жизни. Вот на ком я хочу сосредоточиться. Меня волнует поколение Иисуса Навина, а не тех,
Joshua,
которые захотели сидеть в пустыне. Те, которые в пустыне, никогда не смогут удержать тех, которые Бог заложил внутрь выйти в обетованную землю. Когда они ложатся спать, они видят, что обетованная земля лежит им. Они мечтают о ней. Они хотят быть там.
И как только предоставится эта возможность,
как только последняя личность умерла на той горе, которую мы ходили, Бог сказал, God said,
встань, Иисус, сын Навин,
Joshua,
Моисей,
son of Nun, Moses,
а теперь, my, дорогой,
you know, he died. Now all things are gone. Now it's a new season. New things are coming.
Дорогие мои, очень бесполезно противостоять тому, что делает Бог,
because in the book of Acts, of apostles, religious people had enough wisdom to say one very smart phrasing. If this is of God, you cannot resist it.
Be fear,
so you will not become resistant to the Holy Spirit. If this is God, you cannot stop this.
If this is not God,
you don't even have to resist this. It will die out by itself. Be fearful, so you will not become you know, you will not go against God. It is hard to go against the flow, like God said to Saul when he was driving to Damascus. It's hard for you to go when I'm resisting you. So, my sermon is called simply give a chance to your dream. By looking at a documentary of one of the biggest champions of the world in boxing that was holding his title for many years, I will not call names, it's not important. By looking at this interview, beloved, you know, I am begging you, if you want to know what is inside the hearts of champions, please take the books of champions. It doesn't matter if this champion is in the Christian world or,
you know,
I'll say this, I don't like Not that I don't like it so much. Sports where it's like masses. For instance, like hockey or football.
I like it,
but not as much as individual sports where it's one on one. You know why? Because when there's a crowd is playing, I don't see personalities. When a boxer comes into a ring, for instance, when one comes into the ring, I see his heart.
I see his
fear, I see victories. I like when they come out one on one.
Я вас умоляю, возьмите, прочитайте книги чемпионов, как они достигли. Вложите в свой разум образ чемпиона. Начните читать о них. Начните просто изучать жизни чемпионов. Вы увидите, что принципы, по которым они движутся, это именно те принципы, по которым Бог хочет, чтобы ты двигался. Потому что принцип чемпиона это не есть он христианский или нет, это есть принцип победителя. И хочешь ты или нет, ты всегда будешь делать это. Поэтому я люблю смотреть интервью с чемпионами. Мне нравится читать книги, если ты хочешь моментально меня переключить, мне даже не надо долго приводить в чувство.
You don't need to bring me into myself. Just say a couple of phrases. Automatically, they register in my computer, and I will start to listen to you, and I'll start to pay attention. We all have phrases like that. And everybody has their own phrase, believe me. By watching the documentary of this champion, the guy that was doing the interview,
he
said,
когда он имел интервью с
ним, had an interview with him before the battle. You know, often they take an interview before the battle.
И этот комментатор, который взял этого чемпиона интервью, он сказал, он вошел в ринг, чтобы не умереть, но победить.
He went into the ring to die, but to win.
Знаете ли вы, что иногда твоя воля, your will, твоя мечта, your dream, побеждает даже сильнейший талант?
Conquers even the biggest talent. Does anybody understand me here?
Дорогие мои, меня может понять только тот, у кого есть воля,
I can only be understood by those that have the will that is so big, so unshakable, so awesome. You know, talents will bow down before a great conqueror.
Talents
will bow down before a big will in a person.
And только чемпион.
Only a champion have a, can
только
have a strong
тот, кто
will.
Уже
those that
себя
already
чемпиона.
See themselves
только
as champions.
Тот,
those that come out into the field
говорит,
and says,
how can you это let this
nonsense blaspheme against the name of the life God?
Мы с вами наблюдаем
we
эти
watch
вещи.
These things all the time.
И Давид был
and
одним
David
из них.
Was one of them,
Библии
and many, many people
дорогие
are in the Bible like that.
Ты можешь
Beloved,
быть еще не там,
be, maybe not
но твое
where
сердце
you
уже давным-давно там.
Is already there.
Вот что самое важное. Не позиция,
not the position,
а состояние
but the condition
твоего сердца.
Of your heart.
Если
If
ты саранча, на тебя
hopper,
можно что угодно навесить.
Put whatever,
ты остаешься саранчой,
can,
как говорили.
You will still be a grasshopper.
Соглядатые, которые
Just like
ходили,
those,
10 из них.
You know,
которые ходили
the 10 of the guys that went to look at the promised land, they said, we are grasshoppers. You know what? They voiced the condition of their heart.
Я сразу подумал,
right away, I
когда
thought, when I heard
фразу,
this phrase, church, I just started thinking.
Я услышал фразу,
I heard a phrase,
он вошел в ринг,
he came into
чтобы
the ring
умереть,
to die,
но победить.
But to conquer.
Я сразу подумал,
right away, I thought.
Как много в христианстве людей с таким духом?
How many people in Christianity with this same spirit?
Есть ли на данный момент чемпионы в христианстве, которые
right
готовы умереть за свою
moment,
идею или откровение, которое вложил?
In Christianity, ready to die for the revelation or for the dream that has been invested into them by God. Does anybody understand me here?
Или мы с вами
or
просто
are we simply here, gathered here upon this earth to just, you know, speak empty
жизни?
Words and to leave this life?
Нет, это судьба
no,
не для меня.
This destiny is not for me.
Готов ли ты
Are you ready
за ту мечту, которую
for that dream
Бог
that God has invested into you? Are you ready
свою?
To give your life away for that?
Oh,
these are big Именно. Words, exactly.
Так можно проверить, кто
you can check
и вообще,
this way who you are and if you have a dream from God or you just imagine something for yourself.
Oh,
church,
мои,
beloved,
мы должны с вами понять,
we have to understand.
Вы знаете,
you know,
умереть,
to die,
умереть это
to
die, слишком, знаете, давайте так возьмем, радикальная
let's take
фраза.
It's a radical phrase.
Можем ли мы увидеть людей, настолько захваченных своей мечтой, которые пойдут до конца,
will go to the end,
несмотря ни на что и ни на кого?
By not looking at anything or anybody.
Чемпион, он остается чемпионом, дорогие мои, если бы
beloved,
это было легко,
if this
все
would have been
бы были
easy,
чемпионом.
Everyone would be a champion.
Значит, отбор
so,
чемпионов
it's
идет
a selective process.
Лучший из лучших.
You know, only best of the best make it, isn't it so?
Вы знаете, что
you know,
победить
to conquer,
футбол
or to be victorious
дворе,
in
a
football
а
in your backyard, but to be win a Super Bowl, that's a completely
и
different thing.
Кажется, что
and
если
you
ты
think that if you're a champion in your
дорогой,
backyard, you know,
запас,
they wouldn't even take you into like a pro football team as an extra. You know, there is different levels. And we are talking about the levels of championship, not backyards. I'm talking about global champions. It's big words, yes. Beloved, I believe we will raise up those people that will speak big dreams and move in a big and great way. I believe that. Give God glory. I believe that, church. I believe that.
Дай шанс
give
своей мечте. У тебя есть
your dream
мечта.
A chance. You have
Знаете,
a dream. You know, it's often we don't give it
она
a chance. It only sticks out its head
ты
just a little bit. You tried it,
and
it didn't work, for instance.
Сколько мы видим таких
How many
людей
times
вокруг?
We see people like that around us?
Мы попробовали
we
нашу мечту,
dream,
а не по зубам она. Соглашусь-ка я на что-нибудь второстепенное.
You know what, I'll pick something a little
easier. Соглашусь я на что-нибудь, ну, нормальное.
I'll pick something normal, for instance.
Ну, нормально, что нормально?
Normal, normal is normal,
это
right?
Это неплохо,
It's not
amen?
Bad, amen?
Но слушай сюда.
But listen here.
Если ты чемпион внутри,
if you're champion on the inside, your spirit will always cry at normal positions.
Твой дух
your spirit will always scream inside of you.
You
have not been born
позиции.
For normal positions.
You
have been born for big, great things.
Сколько бы лет не заняло, мы будем идти до конца, пока мы не возьмем чемпионат мира.
Take this championship level of the world.
Поверьте
Church,
мне, дорогие
believe
мои,
me.
Я верю. Поднимутся люди, причем здесь я. Вообще не имейте меня в виду. Я мечтаю, что поднимутся везде чемпионы.
All over the world, the champions will
люди,
rise up.
Дорогие
people,
мои, по
beloved,
своих городах,
in their
люди,
cities,
которые
people
сделают революцию и реформацию,
and reformation,
которая так нужна
that is so
нашему
needed to our Christianity right now.
которая так нужна всем
that is
нам,
needed to, for all of us.
Я верю, поднимутся
I believe these people will rise up
right
now.
I'm
speaking into their spirit.
Ты,
if this is you, right inside of you, you have fire that is burning inside of you. Right now, at this moment, your spirit does not react to my words. Your spirit is reacting to that spirit that I am carrying right now.
My
words are very strange. They might sound strange, but if you're a spiritual person, my message will be feeding your spirit, and your spirit will say, this is it, this is mine, I will eat this, I will have this. Amen. It has to be this way. Continue to dream. Continue to be fed until this champion will be born on the inside of you. And either you want it or not, and you know the east will come in, and you know, and it will start to grow. And if you're a champion inside Joshua, you will be a champion on the outside also. And you know, soon you will eat them just like you talked many years ago that you will eat them. Yeah, Joshua, yes, it's going to happen this way because that spirit inside of you cannot say, okay, that's it. It didn't work out. I give up. That's it. I'm going to go take a rest. Your spirit says, no. We'll sit here until the last person dies and then we will go and we conquer. When God invests something into your spirit, beloved, it is not possible to set it aside. Every single time it will remind you about itself. You'll dream about it.
It will just,
you know, cry out inside of you. You know what's going to cry out inside of you? When you see a person in a position that you have to be in, or at least kind of, you know, and something will call out inside of you. Believe me, I can sit at a computer and I have some sort of TV show. You know, I believe all of you understand this. And you know that your spirit knows the words that are sometimes often somebody says, and you just drop the keyboard and you turn around and you say, what? You know what just happened? Your spirit caught a couple of phrases. Now it has received a small dose of food. Oh, today we're going somewhere. We will start this engine and move. Beloved, are there people that have received an idea? Are they ready to die for it? To go to the very end? To the very end? Are these people alive? If not, they will be. They will be. We will say, we will pray, we will fast till that time, till we see these champions. All over the world, different countries and different cities, people are raising up. Individuals are raising up, not a herd, but individuals, conquerors. You know why often I am being kicked by a crowd with like groups, you know? Because there are no individuals that could go against me one-on-one, personally. They kick me by a crowd. Don't listen to him. Don't go there. Oh, we have decided with brothers. You know what? Relax. Do whatever you want. And I'll put some gloves on and come here.
Come here.
I will check your spirit. Your spirit. Don't hide behind the back of your, you know, groups. Come out as an individual. And why don't we fight spirit to spirit? Apparently, there is no spirit. There is a little tiny spirit.
Душман.
You know, little spirit. But there is no spirit with a big S. So we will spit on you from our computers through YouTube. We'll post weird stuff about you. But you will never see us personally face to face because we fear you. Nonsense. Embarrassment. Where are individuals? Where are champions? Are you ready right now, over there, to die for your ideas?
Вот то, что сейчас там льется, это удобрение оттуда, с телевизора. Ты можешь за нее умереть?
Нет? Can you die for your words? No. You know who you are. You are a cesspool.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Where are champions? Where? It's easy to hit by a crowd. You know, I was kicked by a crowd before in Ukraine. They'd come and start kicking you with their legs, kicking you. Here you go. Who was kicking me? And it's all quiet now. Who was kicking? Everybody was kicking. Is there anybody that could come out and say, that was me, I kicked you? Oh, no, they hide behind themselves. No, we did it. We were screaming.
Синдром совка.
It's a, you know, it's a syndrome. It's like a
Дорогие мои,
crowd mentality. Are there champions that could give their life for their
я
idea?
Отдам.
I will do it. I give it
сейчас.
Right now.
You know, some, слушая,
by listening, just by listening to us, by not even moving, they already give their lives away. They put it upon the altar. They're kicked out of churches.
Меня.
They are thrown out. Listen to me. Continue to listen. Continue to be fed. Your spirit has the dream from God. God.
Он укажет, кого слушать.
He will show you
когда
who to listen to, when to listen to them,
слушать.
And where to
Продолжай
continue
мечтать.
To dream.
Дьявол знает,
the devil knows what to ban.
Он знает
he
точно,
knows what to ban.
Спасибо, сатана.
Thank you,
на
Satan.
Работаешь.
You are working
нас
for us.
Больше больше.
There's more and more of us. He's being sarcastic.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Боже мой.
Oh, my dear God.
Если вы знали,
if
дорогие мои,
know,
именно люди
people,
с таким духом,
with this
духом
spirit,
чемпиона,
of champion,
они творят
they
историю.
Can create history. They do create
дорогие
history.
Мои,
beloved,
вы должны не наблюдать
to,
за историей, вы должны творить
watch the
историю.
You have to create history. You have to be
да,
history maker.
Ты
yes,
будешь
you
выставлен
be,
всеми.
You know, put out
потому
by everybody,
что история
out, because history is created by individuals and not
да,
by crowds. Yes, they will know about you.
Да,
yes,
пронесут,
they
да,
will sell
собдавят.
You. Yes, they will crush you.
Но никогда
but
не раздавят.
Never, never crush you till, the, till you die.
Сюда.
Listen here.
История.
The history is created by individuals,
они толпой.
Not by crowds.
Видите,
have you seen
вот
a crowd?
Толпа,
this crowd, this crowд made a change. No.
Martin Luther
Martin
King.
Luther King.
Martin Luther.
Martin Luther. There you go.
Можно называть
we can continue naming names
личности.
Here. Individuals.
Ты личность?
Are you an individual?
Или ты кроешься за откровением?
Are you hiding beneath the revelations that have been given to you by a pastor that he doesn't know himself what he said because he was scared and received some sort of revelation? Tomorrow he said another one because he got scared.
Ты стоишь за чемпионом?
Are you standing behind a champion?
Или за толпой?
Or behind a crowd?
Бойся, когда ты стоишь
be fearful when you are standing
теневые
behind a crowд, shadows of
вещи.
Revelations, shadowy things.
Самое уникальное
the unique thing, church, is that, have you noticed that,
when самая огромная тупость
the biggest,
этом,
dumbest thing in all of this, that all say, don't listen,
и никогда не
and
говорят,
they
что
never
слушать.
Say what to listen.
Другими словами,
in return, you know, another one, you go to McDonald's, for instance, comes out,
logo,
shows huge logo of Burger King,
и говорит,
and says,
не ешьте, не
don't
ешьте,
eat it, don't
ешьте,
eat it, don't ешьте, eat it, and that's it. Bye-bye.
И каждый день
and every day,
McDonald's,
it is
written, McDonald's,
a commercial has been made by McDonald's, and again, the
выезжает,
Burger King comes out,
выезжает. Такой бургер нельзя есть. Такой
and,
бургер
and the
нельзя
McDonald's
есть.
Says, you cannot вот eat this burger,
есть,
cannot eat this burger,
есть.
Cannot eat this burger, and that's it, bye-bye.
Такого нет.
It doesn't exist.
Все, что делает
everything
McDonald's,
that McDonald's does, if he doesn't show,
есть,
if he doesn't show, if he doesn't show his their products, they promote
juicy
Burger King by
burger.
Showing these juicy Burger Kings, these Whoppers,
мясо.
You know, this meat patties. And you want to tell me not to eat that? I already want to eat it. I didn't want to before, but now because you've shown it to me, I want to. Please continue telling people do not to listen to me. By this way, I'll know what to select.
А то я среди всего
because
не понял.
Because all of this, I
спасибо,
did not understand.
Дьявол, что
thank
ты
you.
Сделал фокус на Transformation Center. Теперь
again,
все знают,
to the devil,
что точно надо
that
выбирать.
You have played this trick upon Transformation Center. Now everybody knows what to select.
Бог поднимает
God
чемпионов.
God is raising up champions, church.
Толпой история не творится.
History is not made by crowds. You say that you cannot, then you don't have the spirit of
champion
inside of you. Champions are not fearful to come to the pedestal.
Champion не боится
champions
быть
do not fear to be glorified,
быть
and they also do not fear to be crushed, because all of this is coming hand in hand. You cannot have one without the other. You will be loved, and you will be hated. And the more they hate you, the more they love you. You know? It's a balance. Oh, Lord.
Дорогие мои,
beloved,
если бы вы знали, сколько
if
я видел в своей жизни хлопушек,
know how many empty firecrackers I've seen in my life, empty phrases, all these
и практически
desires,
никто из этих
practically
людей не дал
none of these people
did
not have given the smallest chance for their
да,
dream to be alive. Yes, they all said
вещи,
great big things, but saying and doing were achieving
вещи,
completely
церковь.
Different things, church.
Все мы говорим,
we all say, how many times have
да,
you seen in your life, yes, we will go, and then you turn around, that person is no longer there, he's gone. Gone with the Wind.
How
many times have I seen this in my
life?
No, champions are those
that
individuals that, first of all, know how to survive. Amen? Can you survive amongst all of these things? Yes, imagine, everyone will betray you. Just like with Jesus, even his mother came with his brothers to take him because they were saying that he is, you know, in the original it said that he was crazy. He was doing weird things. You know, they said, why don't you bring out Jesus? You know, bring him out because he's doing weird stuff. We're going to take him to the doctor. And Jesus turned around and said, who is my mother and my brothers are those that do the will of my Father? Amen? Beloved, champions work with champions. You will see how God will show you who you have to listen to, where you have to be, what you have to eat, and in the process, all of this will create a champion, a brand new champion. You know why I am dreaming? I'm dreaming to see him next to me, or at least to hear about great champions, because there's we're still lacking them. But once you will raise up, you will be unstoppable, that you will be unrepeated. No one else will be like you. Let God create something inside of you. Something says inside of you, I want something bigger. I'm dreaming about something bigger. You're that person that I'm speaking to right now. Give your dream a chance. Give your dream a chance. Believe me, all of these desires and all these wants and people, they were worthy of life. But those that dream, they abort their dreams by not even giving the smallest chance for life. How do we check? How do we check, church, if your dream is worthy of becoming alive? You want to find out?
How,
right now, in your head, you have some sort of dream. How do we check if this dream is of God? Are you ready to give your life away for your dream? Are you ready to pay a price with your life for your dream? No? Run away from it. This is not a dream from God. God gives those dreams that by receiving them, you will give your life away. Everything else, everything that you've dreamed about different ministries, a car, a house with great furniture, a house, a husband and wife, family, forget it. Are you ready to die? No, I want to live. That's not a dream of God, then. It's an easy test. Are you ready to give your life away? I'm not talking about to die right now, physically. You know, somebody will chop your head off. No. Give your life away. Understand me in the right way. Give your life means to dedicate your whole life into your dream. You understand, right? Right? I'm not talking about dying, physical death here. I want to put things in the right place. I'm talking about giving your life away. That means to dedicate your whole destiny, your whole life, even the family, include your family in that right now.
Oh,
give God glory.
My
beloved,
it's
a simple test that Jesus, many, many years ago, he told me to do this. Are you ready?
I,
without even a second thought, I said, I'm ready right now. And many years ago, and no matter how far I go, I am ready all my life to give it to you and to dedicate it to that dream that God has invested into me many, many years ago. And believe me, my revelation has not changed in these 18 years. Fear those that their revelations change yearly or monthly. Beloved, that's not it. When God gives you, Abraham, a dream, that dream to the end of your life and to the end of the life of your son and your grandson and your nation. When God gives you his dream, it's not only for you, believe me, beloved. Believe, Joseph, that you're seeing dreams. It's not just because you're cool. It's not just because you have this ability to discern dreams. No, you have a destiny, so then the people of Israel will not die over there, but they will come to Egypt and multiply. They will survive. Beloved, champions are not placed for no reason. Oh, well, I'm a champion. This is my reward. Now I'm going to go drink beer. No.
У Бога не такі чемпіони, як в мірі.
Have champions like that, like people in the world, you know, like a boxer hangs all his medals, all his belts, and now you just watch him to know. God's champions are placed, you know, in this position till the end of their life, and they have real goals, goals that they're even fruitful when they're old. And we see certain anointed people, for instance, like Bob Jones. You know, it's time for him to go to heaven, but he says it's not the time yet. It's not the time. It's just a little bit more. He has a funny accent, but I'm not going to copy him. Jeff can do that. And Bob Jones is a good man. Beloved, there are champions. For instance, you watch Rick Joyner. I'm not talking about it's time for Rick Joyner to go. No. Rick Joyner is an awesome, anointed man. You watch them and you say, Lord, they're living. They have given their life away to their dream. Amen? Beloved, listen here. They're not special or been selected. No, they have just accepted the dream, the destiny that has been given to them by God. I ask you a question. You have a couple of chances. Either accept your dream or you accept second best or go to the very end and become a champion and your spirit will be happy. You know, some people say, oh, you're hated or they love you, they spit at you or they, you know, create war against you and things like that. Beloved, you know the most beautiful thing is not because they accept you or not, because you know who you are. To the end of your life.
You know for sure
what you have to do. Because your praise has nothing to do with any of this. Your praise is from the inside because the kingdom of God is within you. That's where your glory comes out. Everything is growing and it's moving. And God gives you glory also. You are happy. It says it's a great thing to be happy and to have joy. Are you joyful when you wake up in the morning? Do you have joy? Are you happy? No.
Then
you have been born to be by God to create something great, and that means you have settled for second best. Start crying out to God. I'm not telling you to drop everything, but at least say this is not mine, and you know, and the time will come and you will put it aside, and new things will come, a new image will come into your mind from God, and you will see how within time your hairstyle will transform, your language will transform, your clothes will transform, your books upon your bookshelf will transform and change. You know, the interesting thing with bookshelves, you know, the books will change with spiritual age. I had many different boxes, you know, I buy books, I read. I remember, like, oh, this box I can give away, not because I read books, you know. I have certain books that I've read 20 times and I will not give them away, but certain books you're looking, you're saying, what is this? This is donation book. That's it. Bye-bye. That's it. It's not my book. Images change. Is your dream worthy of your life? No, then you're not where you're supposed to be. Run away from that dream that you are not ready to pay your life. It's sad to notice, listen here, sad to notice small little people with small little dreams, sad dreams that all their life they're living, they are jealous of great big people, have great big dreams, and they continue to go against these people. They continue their weak wars that will always end in defeat. Beloved, please, do not be there. Don't be there where you're jealous. Don't be there where those that are jealous and they gossip or leave that place. The first thing, come out from this yuckiness and say, God, I have been born to be a champion. If I am not surrounded by those, then I'll have a Bible around me. And maybe certain cities and certain books that build up my character start to be fed by right things. Listen here. Why is this message called Give Your Dream a Chance? Because your dream, listen here, listen what God told me. He said, beloved, you did not understand what a dream is. Yesterday, I'm sitting there yesterday at the end of my day, and I'm just crying, and God says, my dream, my beloved, is a live substance that is inside of you. He said, my dream is a... Does anybody understand me here?
Мечта — это не мёртвое что-то. It's not something that is dead.
He says, listen to me.
Бог мне говорит, я отец мечты.
I am a father of dreams.
Я закладываю в твой дух семя мечты. I am investing into your spirit
a seed of dreams.
You are a mother, so I am a mother of the dream of God, and he is investing into this belly of my spirit where it is fed and multiplies and it grows and grows.
What are you feeding your dream with?
Некоторые думают. Some think, вы знаете, ко мне Бог пришел,
know,
и он мне вчера объяснил, что значит мечта.
He to me, what is a dream?
Он начал мне говорить, сынок, не думай, сынок,
don't think, just tell my children, this is my life seed that I have invested, and that's why it is moving in the inside of you. You know,
pregnant women, they know what is alive.
You know, this is the same thing, but it's not in your fleshy belly. It's in the belly of your spirit. And this is where God has planted it. And God told me, my son, tell my children, ask them a question, what are they feeding my dream with? What are you feeding your dream with?
Did you give God's dream
a chance to survive or to live? Or you say, oh, this is too hard, we're aborting this. Beloved, God is hungry to raise up, you know, dreamers upon this earth. You know, when I was dreaming, listen to me very carefully. When I was dreaming, and I was thinking, and I was seeing, and within my dreams, my destiny, when I saw it, I felt like, on the inside, like I was feeding. Who has that? Does anybody have that feeling when you put something that is right, something in the inside of you, you have a reaction. Something is kicking like a baby. Something is growing. It calls within your spirit. It's growing. Do you feel that? I'm speaking to those that have a dream. Those that don't have a dream, you will not understand. You're going to say, this is idiotic things that you're saying. Yeah, for you, maybe it is. I'm talking to the crazy ones. I'm taking to those that are misunderstood by this world, that have been pregnant in their spirit from God. I'm speaking to those people. And when, you know, at first I didn't understand what it is, and then I understood, wow, my spirit is pleased with this, and I started doing it more and more. Oh, he likes this music. Here you go. Oh, he likes, my spirit told me what, you know, anointed preacher to listen, or anointed, you know, person to listen to, you know, because this pacifier or this bottling bottle is being put into you from this anointed person, and you're feeding, and you're sitting there, and you're going, wow, and your spirit is growing, and your dream is becoming bigger. In the process, it will take you over, and it will transform you into this person.
Дай шанс своей мечте.
Give your dream a chance.
Дай ей шанс.
Why don't you give it a chance to survive?
Это все равно, что когда
it's the same as when you are pregnant, a woman, physically pregnant, and you stop feeding. That says that your child will stop feeding also from you.
Зависит жизнь твоей мечты. Чем ты кормишь, независимо
от мужчины или женщины. It doesn't matter if you're man or wife. If your dream will survive, what is it being fed on right now? Is it action or horror movies or unclean things? What is your dream feeding on right now? Wrong food will destroy. Your seed will dry. Beloved, listen. What am I saying? Look what God was doing. Last time we were talking about this, this message is connected with the previous one. I'm speaking from this, last time it was from the side of God. Right now, I'm talking from the side of a man. God has planted a seed. He said, images. You are receiving it into your spirit. It is being sown into your spirit. And what do you have to do now? You have to give your dream a chance. Some people do not understand. What, should I do something? No.
Some
do not understand me at all. They said, I received a dream and I'm going. What?
Ты что, только что забеременела?
Right now,
это 2 недели,
two weeks pregnant, 3 weeks pregnant, what, are you going to go deliver now?
Нет!
No.
Послушай внимательно.
Listen here.
Когда приходит время,
when
я
time
знаю,
comes, I know.
Иногда не довозишь
sometimes
свою жену. Уже начинается...
You can't even, you know, take your wife to the hospital on time. You feel
знаешь,
contractions are coming.
Пошел,
you know, the process is starting of delivery.
Знаете, что от вас зависит?
You know what you have
кормить.
To do? Is to feed
кормить.
And to feed and to
кормить.
Feed.
И она будет такая толстенькая,
and she will become fat and plump. And you will not be able
мечта
to withhold
выйдет,
this dream. Will come
скажет,
out and say,
алло.
Hello.
Вы меня понимаете?
Do you understand me? I'm speaking spiritual language here.
God has planted. He said, tell my children that the simplest thing upon this earth is to trust me. The simplest thing is to trust God. Amen. What else do you need? And what? To feed your dream. You know what your dream is? Find out what your baby likes that's on the inside of you. This tape, or yeah, listen to it. This style of movies, or this style of music, or this message, or books on this topic, and you will find out what your dream likes. And just feed. Feed. You know what I did? I laid down, not by hours, days, months. I'd stop work. I'd take a break for a week. I'd take a tent, go into the forest, put a CD in my tent, and just fast for a week, and just feed my dream. You know what I did? I'd close my eyes, and I'd see thousands and thousands of changed lives. And you'll say, I'm crazy. Yeah, amen. That's why I have what I have right now. Yes, I'm crazy. If somebody didn't understand it by now, I'll explain it. Because normal people do not create history. We want to change what we see, isn't it so, church? Aren't you taking too much upon yourself? Are you taking anything upon yourself at all? Another question. At least something. Are you taking some sort of responsibility upon yourself? Your spirit wants it. Start feeding it with right food. Start charging it. Seeing things. Dreaming. Everything that you need is the simplest thing. It's just, why don't you just lay there and dream about it. Soak it in. Does anybody understand me here? What about later? Listen, and another time I'll say, don't even try to do anything. It'll by itself will say, okay, it's time. Come on, let's go. Delivery. The waters have broke. And mamas know about it. The waters are flowing. What does that say? You know, baby, should the child ask, Ma, can I come out? No. You fed it. You fed the baby. You, now, your dream is ready. It will knock and it will come out itself. And you say, stop, stop, it's not the time. It's okay. Enough. I'm coming. And you're looking and you're, wow, yes. And then what you have to do is enjoy it. Because you are a father of your dream. It is coming out. It's not just a baby and it's next to you. It's a fleshy kid. No. It's inside of your spirit. It came out of your spirit. And now it has transformed you. Oh, beloved, if you could understand what I'm saying right now, I said, Daddy, is church ready? Maybe not. I believe there are a couple of you here that understood me just now. I'm speaking to those to dreamers. I'm speaking to Abrahams right now. Come out and look at the stars. Why do I have to look at the stars? So you could just lay there on the sand, create sand angels, and dream, oh yes,
oh yes, oh yeah,
oh yeah.
You
hear me?
What
do I have to do? You know, by trying to do things yourself, I broke things. God said, shut up, lay down on the sand and look at the stars, I said. Relax. Play music and just enjoy it. Soak it in. Everything that you have to do is feed your dream. Give it a chance. Give your dream a chance. Right now, I am giving you keys, church, speaking you keys that I was searching for years and years. I'm speaking keys into you. Please tell me, what does the mother have to do for the child to be born? Pet herself in the right way, and that's it. Take care of yourself.
Amen.
Some people say go to appointments. About 2,000 years ago, did they go to appointments also? To the doctors, you know, all it is them getting money out of you. Oh, something poked me, something. No, it's all relaxed. Put your hand upon the belly. I don't know if this is a behind or a head, but God bless this child. Daddy made sure everything is all right. Again, I tell you, no husbands can deliver, help with the delivery. You know, it's been happening for thousands of years. And everybody's looking at me with these eyes. I'm kidding. It's a joke. Relax. Go to the doctor. It's okay. Go to the hospital. They know what they're doing. I know some men just lose their consciousness during birthing. Hello.
Hallelujah.
It's dangerous, you know. I've seen certain men helping with deliveries, you know. They can't handle it. Now he's got the mask with oxygen on. It's all good.
Я понял.
I understand.
Смотрите.
Look.
Ладно, едем
okay,
дальше.
Okay, let's move on, because we can stop.
Не туда поехать.
Go completely opposite way here. So.
Бог жаждет поднять мечтателей на этой земле, когда я мечтал.
Dreamers upon this earth. When I was dreaming and thinking and seeing things in my dream.
Внутри, как будто я
кормил мою мечту. Like I was feeding my dream.
Давал ей именно то, что она требовала, what it was asking for in my spirit. Авраам, мы уже говорили. Авраам, он говорит, выйди, посмотри.
God told him, come out and look. And he said, you will have a child, you will have a child. You know what he was doing? He was, he was making his thoughts and his understanding to work. You know what he was doing? He was starting that dream. Come out, look at the stars. You know what was happening every single time when Abraham would come out and look at the stars? You know what he was thinking? Beloved, your dream, it has to associate with something. Every single time you see something, the baby will kick on the inside of you. You are the sons of multitudes. You're the mother of multitudes. You're the one, what I give birth to, what I'm dreaming to take, bring out of you. Believe me. And it will be only born from your spirit, not out of your flesh. Stop achieving things from your flesh. I know what I'm talking about. I've tried to do it before. Get to my dream with flesh. Every fresh flesh made everything ugly, you know? When you let it take its course, give it time, and once the baby comes out, you know what? You will not be able to stop the birthing. The dream will cry out, you know, like a babies, once they come out, they scream, seriously. The dream will let everybody know that it's out.
Бог буквально вынуждал Авраама мечтать.
God was making sure Abraham was dreaming and imagining himself as a father of multitudes. You should do the same thing, Joshua. Joshua chapter 1.
Иисус Навин.
Joshua.
Первая глава,
chapter
1,
5.
Смотрите, что он говорил Иисусу Навину.
Look what he told Joshua. I like when Jesus, I mean,
дорогие
God
мои,
is raising up champions. Let God speak into your spirit.
Listen,
no one has a right to feed your spirit, only God, and what God tells you to invest into it. Some people to this day do not understand that your dream will die. You are not where you're supposed to be, and you're listening to the wrong people who you're not supposed to listen. You know what? It's better for you to be at home then and to feed your spirit. And your dream, it will come out in its time. Joshua 1:5. Look what God said. No man shall be able to stand before you all of these days of your life. It was an investment into his spirit. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Dear God, would you want God to tell you this? You know who he tells this to? To those that have a dream. Does anybody understand me here? Some do not understand why is it till this day the hair is falling out of my head and God is not counting. You know, it's written that that God knows every single hair that falls off the head and so on. Why is it everything fell out and nobody did anything about it? Because you try to achieve something with your flesh and God says, we might not understand all the way how the spiritual world and the fleshy, you know, earthly world works, you know, how it works. In the physical world, yeah, you have to do certain things. You know how it is, the water does not go under the rock. With God, it's everything different. Under the rock that lays, with God, is like a waterfall. So be like a lion. Rock, you know, just listen to music. Somebody's going to say that you're dumb. Yeah, I'm dumb, but I'm soaking God in. People don't understand. It's a process of becoming of who you're supposed to be. Just lay there, listen to music, and become rich. People do not understand what they meant. For a fleshy person, is being dumb. For a spiritual man, this is power. God says, relax. Look how I'm going to do everything for you. Joshua, you understand that all of these, you know, horses and all the chariots, you don't need this. You have to listen to me. You go there, you trumpet around the city, you know, and then you steal everything and leave. What?
Войска, вы понимаете,
you understand, beloved, Saul, and all of your crowd, you don't need to have war here and scream. All you have to do is just one rock that got into the right part of the body, you know, from the right person that has a dream of a king inside of him, and that rock did what it has to. And then go and, you know, chase them out. Beloved, believe me, God knows what to do and when to do. Just trust Him. Feed your spirit. Feed your dream. Let it live. If you're dreaming in the car, why don't you just
Видишь какого-то человека, фото его, вырежу его в морду и свою туда возьми.
Your dream, you know what, if you see someone doing something, cut out his face, put your face in.
Let it be you.
Versus somebody sitting there with a mic, and you have a dream to be a mic, you cut out his face, put your face in there, and, you know, glue it all over your car, and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, you're feeding your spirit. Somebody's going to say, you're an idiot. No, I'm feeding my spirit. You have a dream to be a boxer, a champion, you know, cut out somebody's face, and sort of boxer, put your face in there. Your dream to have money, be profitable, you know, glue just money or copy money and glue it all over your wall. You know, if it has been spoken to you by God, Solomon, you know, if God told you this, it will happen. Or if you visited a business seminar, you know, and you have debt to pay, you know, sometimes I laugh when I watch these business seminars, businessmen, they're all bankrupt.
Нет, дайте мне кто-то, кто имеет хотя бы пару тысяч.
Can you just give me someone that has at least a couple of thousand?
Никто не устоит перед тобой во всей жизни твоей, Бог вкладывает это в тебя.
Stand before you in all the days of your life.
You know why God puts this inside. And you know why sometimes dreams die
because you let someone speak into your spirit, and instead of food, these people spoke curses into your spirit. This is another key. You hear me?
Некоторые не понимают. 20 лет я хожу с мечтой, и она не может уйти. Бог, ты не прав. А Бог говорит, ты дал кому-то кормить твою мечту.
You're saying, God, you're wrong. And God says, you know what? You let someone else feed your
spirit. Ты никто.
Someone cursed it. Somebody says, you're nobody. Here you go. Oh, you're unworthy.
Ты не сможешь.
Oh, you cannot do it.
Что ты о себе взамыл?
What are you thinking about yourself?
Это то, что уничтожает.
This is what destroys you as an individual and what destroys the dream of God inside of you. You have to be surrounded by those people that say, we are with you. We are praying for you.
Мы верим в тебя.
We believe in you. At least one person. Find him and be with him.
Give
God an opportunity and surround yourself with those that will, you know, help with your dream. You know, the devil hates your dream because it will bring destruction to his kingdom and to that area where God has placed you. The devil hates those that, you know, dream. Religion hates the dreamers because dreamers, they bring chaos into their religious order. They start to dream about those things that are not allowed. Or, you know, oh, dreams. Why don't you punch his lights out so he won't look at those stars? Just like I was with Moses, I will be with you, I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong, confident, and be of good courage. For you shall cause these people to inherit the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. I love God. He never speaks maybe, or if you will be good,
and
I will have a good mood in heaven, then maybe I will give you something. God says, you will take it, you will conquer, you'll be victorious, and you will pass it on. I love the way God speaks. He speaks by terminology of already things that have happened. You are victorious, and you're not victorious. Thank you, Daddy. Look what I'm trying to say. A dream from God is a life substance. It is something that has been already, it's like a little fetus. Maybe it's not full grown. It's substance in your spirit. The Heavenly Father himself has impregnated this dream, and you're that person that has to carry it out, feed it, defend it. Listen, defend your dream, not just feed it. You have to also say, if somebody goes against your dream, you have to say, stop. I will not let you say, right now, stop. I know who I am. Because you're so humble and humble, you're nobody. Yes, I'm a nobody. Oh, get out of here. Oh, yes, I'm going to get out of here.
Well,
hurry up, okay. Dreamer. You have to behave and carry yourself as a victorious warrior. You know what? Why don't you go? Yeah, who are you? Why are you talking back? You know what? You leave and then I will not talk to you. Why are you bending down under this pressure? Have you ever seen where disciples that are they're bending down under the tyrants? Beloved, we have to understand that the dream. Listen, have you ever seen a dog is laying down and it has little puppies? And when somebody who she doesn't know comes up, you know what the mother does? She starts growling.
It speaks that if you're going to come a little bit closer, I will bite you. You're going to get it. I'll bite your fingers off. This is how you have to, you know, guard your dream from God. Never let anyone curse or say something against your dream. You say, you know what? I am defending and protecting my dream. Yes, like an angry dog. Amen. Sometimes that's the only way you can do it. Because it doesn't happen any other way. You could do it in a nice way, but they don't understand. But someone does not only want to steal a little, touch a little puppy. They want to steal it. Or choke it. Choke it, the life out of it. You know what? They just don't want to just pet it. This is why you have to know. And behave your way according to the situation. What are you feeding your dream with? Are you feeding it at all?
I want,
after the sermon, for you to understand that you are raising a life substance that is inside of your spirit. You have to understand that it reacts, it grows, it dies, it grows bigger, it is born, it transforms you. It's like that yeast, that is like kingdom of heaven is like yeast. It gets in there, and until the whole loaf will grow. And this is what happens with you. It gets inside of you, and it grows, multiplies, and it changes. And transforms, and no longer I live, Paul says, no longer I live, but God is inside of you. The East has gotten in there, and it's growing, and this child is growing. Dream from God cannot come out fast. It requires time, love, you know, care. You know? Care. Are you caring for that dream that is inside of you? Right now, from this message, I want you to take care of your dream that has been invested into your spirit, like a pregnant mother takes care of her baby. You know, carrying it, don't make any, you know, rush movements, walk, have a nice pace, it's all good, I'm pregnant, don't touch me. What are you going to do? Right now, what difference does it make? I'm going to lay down. We have to have breakthrough. No, we have to lay down. Pregnant women have to lay. Does anybody understand me? Just lay. Listen to music.
Watch
anointed CDs with anointed DVDs, anointed men and women. What are you doing? I'm feeding the baby. Listen to music and just rub your belly. You're crazy. Yes, amen. But we're growing.
And
I'm asking you not to do things like Abraham.
Abraham,
he said, I will have my baby. God said, I will have a baby. And Abraham said, no, 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 I'll help you. He took Hagar, made another child. You know, God said, I'm going to be the child, not father of a child, father of the dream. Isaac was like a dream, but God said, I will give you the child. You don't need to do fleshy things or help me with your flesh or achieve my dream with flesh. Amen? God said, I gave, I have achieved,
and
the way I want it to be done. Amen?
Oh,
beloved, I believe that you have received a lot of things for yourself. I have more to say, but I'm running out of time. Fast. Matthew
16,
18.
И я говорю тебе, ты Петр.
And I tell you, you are Peter. God says, listen.
Ты камень.
You are a large piece of rock.
По-английски Петра.
In English, Greek.
По-гречески
Петрос.
Ты камень, Петр, ты камень.
You're Peter, you're a rock.
Камне,
and
смотри,
upon this rock.
И на всем камне, камень с маленькой буквы.
Rock with
говорят,
a little
это Бог говорил о себе.
Some said God was speaking about himself.
Петре.
No, God was speaking about Peter here.
И не заблуждайтесь.
And don't
если
get confused. If it was written
Боге,
about God,
камень
rock would have been written
буквы.
With what letter?
Он
capital. It is written with a small letter.
Петр.
Means Peter as a rock. Peter, Petra, and upon this rock, I is big. I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not overpower it. Oh, wow. This is a baby, Peterhead. Peter's like, wow. I'm telling you, Peter, he made lots of flips after this, you know, right and left. But in the process, he became, and we know that he was one of the biggest, one of the greatest apostles of Jesus Christ, that Jesus loved him.
Jesus invested this dream
inside the spirit of Peter, and he made him make sure Peter saw himself as a rock. When God invests a dream, he's not invested into your soul or into your body. Remember that, church. Don't try to achieve your dream with your soul or with your body, please. Flesh, he puts it only into your spirit. Only your spirit is that womb for the dream of God in your life. And only from you the outcome is either the dream will live or not. Give an opportunity for your dream to survive and to make it. Have you received something for yourself?
Я верю, мы поднимем поколение мечтателей. Я верю, что сегодня будет больше людей, которые лежат с плеером на диване, и их ничего не дергает, они не смыкаются, они не пытаются плотью достать что-то. Они просто спокойны. Они полностью спокойны. Они полностью успокоены в Боге. Он лишь...